Some airlines discriminate against overweight passengers.
I'm sorry, sir, but we're going to have to charge you for two seats.
What?
But there's one airline that doesn't think that's the right thing to do. We're Fat People's Express, the airline for the morbidly obese.
Now boarding Fat People's Express Flight 450, please watch your step as you move on to titanium reinforced jetway.
At Fat People's Express, we cater to people who, quite frankly, can never get enough catering.
This is your captain speaking. Please return your gigantic tray tables to the upright and locked position in preparation for the seemingly impossible task of takeoff.
All Fat People's Express planes are wide bodies that are specially designed for your wide body.
And remember, in the likely event you can't wait for the meal service, your seat cushion can be used as a humongous biscuit.
Fat People's Express. It's the best thing to happen to fat folks since supersizing.
On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk, only on LA Talk Radio, your favorite talk station.
On some days, the most interesting things happened a long time ago. That time realizes two things. Number one, today is one of those days, and number two, it's November 25th. Today, way back in 1867, chemist Alfred Nobel exploded on the world scene when he invented dynamite.
Apple pizza's pumpkin pie.
On this day in 1884, pumpkin pie was one thing that got just a little bit tastier as J.B. Meyenberg received the patent for evaporated milk. And on today in 1973, the national speed limit was reduced to 55 miles an hour. That's back time for November 25th. This is your announcer speaking.
McDonald's to post warning labels on individual fries. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. A court order to require the McDonald's Food Corporation to post warning labels on each individual fry went into effect today. This after a U.S. appellate court made it clear that fast food consumers would fail to recognize health dangers without a printed notice on every bite. McDonald's spokesman Phil Johnson.
Honestly, we don't see it as a setback. We're going to flavor the warnings in everything from honey mustard to smoky barbecue.
The McDonald's ruling comes on the heels of a Supreme Court decision to require a graphic photo of a clogged artery on the side of every Wendy's triple bacon cheeseburger. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired, yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
Now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. This is November 25th, Susie.
Wow, where is the time going?
We're almost at the end of the year.
Unbelievable.
I know, this year just flew, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, it means we're getting older, you know?
Don't tell me that.
It is.
I'm getting younger.
Yeah, aren't we all?
I'm forever young, dude.
There you go. You probably will be young forever.
I know. I think I'm going to be one of those, like, crazy fucking old ladies.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really, really crazy. I wanted to thank you for not giving me shit for my appearance this morning.
Well, I'm getting ready to give you some shit.
Oh, really?
No, I would never do that. So what's with your appearance this morning?
Well, I'm wearing the boy's t-shirt that I spent the night at his house last night.
Oh, you spent the night with a boy.
I spent the night with a boy.
Okay.
Shut up. It was the guy that he's from my biology class, and he took me to the penthouse party on Friday night.
Oh, wow. But wait a minute. Finish describing what you're wearing and everything.
Oh, okay. So I'm wearing like one of his t-shirts, and I'm wearing these little boy shorts that that I was kind of... What?
They look so funny on you.
Why?
They do. I mean,
no,
they don't. They don't look like they fit you. I mean, you look like a boy in them.
That's why they're called boy shorts.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Duh. They're like sleepwear, you know what I mean? They're not meant to be worn out.
Okay.
But I couldn't wear like the clothes that I was wearing yesterday again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because then you really feel like you're doing the walk of shame.
No, that's true.
I don't know. I just couldn't handle that. And I'm wearing my Converse on my feet that are freshly washed after I stepped in dog shit this morning.
You stepped in dog shit?
Stepped in dog shit this morning. Both feet.
Really? How pleasant.
I know. Seriously. Like, I walk out of... Lane was walking me to my car. Lane's the boy whose house I stayed at last night. I guess I shouldn't say boy. I guess I should call him a man.
Yeah. But you do call the students kids in your classes and stuff, right?
You've
mentioned it several times. Well, there's a kid in my class.
Well, they're all just like... I don't know. They're all, like, for the most part, a lot younger than me. And even Lane is a lot younger than me. He's 22.
Oh, wow.
But he doesn't seem...
You're robbing the cradle.
Hey, I am not. I'm just a cougar. What can I say? All right, screw you. I'm sorry, I'm a little frazzled because I was up drinking lots of wine with him last night, probably until, I don't know, like 3-ish in the morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He likes wine, too?
Yes. Yes,
really?
He likes wine, too.
Oh, wow, Susie.
I know,
there
I know.
You go.
Oh, man. God, I don't even know where to begin. But yeah, so last night after biology class, well, first of all, I went to class and everything. And, you know, it's kind of awkward because it's like, all right, we've been in class together for the entire semester, and all we've done is like kind of like look at each other and smile every
right.
now and then.
Right.
But we've never really like associated that much.
Right.
And then
but just imagine what's going to happen if you guys do have sex and then you break up or something. That'll be the hardest thing to be in the same classroom.
Well, class is over in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's true.
But that won't happen. I'm actually, I don't know, I kind of like this guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, I'm all giddy over here. Even though I'm exhausted and kind of hungover and like wearing pajamas, you know, I still got here very early this morning.
Yes, you did, and you brought a bagel for me and
I
for
know,
yourself.
I know.
That was nice.
And you're a motherfucker complaining. I bring you a bagel and you're like, it's fucking toasted?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But you know what? This just goes to reinforce what I said, and that is both my wife and my son told me every time you sit down to eat, you complain about something about the food.
But you should never...
And it's a fucking habit. I mean,
you should
I
never
even realized I do it.
Sam, you should never, ever complain if someone brings you something.
Well, that's true.
Or if someone makes you something, or
absolutely.
If you come over for a dinner. I mean, like, you know, it's one thing to be like, okay, can I have some salt? This is really bland. I can't even choke it down.
Right.
But it's another thing to be like... It's cold. Oh, my God. You brought me this. And da, da, da.
Yeah. You're right. That's what I usually complain about is it being cold. You know, I like food really
well, today
piping
I brought
hot.
You a hot bagel and you're like, oh, it's toasted.
Yeah, but
really?
It was actually good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Sorry, I'm kind of scatterbrained and all
no,
over
but
the
you're
place.
Right. I shouldn't do that. And
so,
I'm trying to be aware of it.
Every time you sit down to eat, you should like, you know, I don't know, say grace or something. Not that I do, but.
Yeah.
Do Jews say grace?
The religious ones do, yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How's it go?
I don't know.
You are the worst Jew ever.
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. I don't know.
You do know.
Oh,
Sam, that was very nice. God bless you. Please don't snort coffee all over the board.
I know.
Oh, man. We should have this like a no fluids or liquids in the studio.
I know. In fact, I think I told people not to bring anything other than water.
You even know, so. Water can, like, damage everything.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It can. But at least it doesn't stain. It's not sticky, you know.
Sticky.
I'm, like, going crazy because, you see, I didn't bring my water and my throat's getting dry and shit.
Well, do you want to take a break, like, 5 minutes into
no,
the show?
Well, we will, yeah. We will, you know. If I keep on coughing, I will. But no, the thing is, you know, I mean, people expect to have water in the studio, I guess. You know, you talk for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what am I going to do?
Your throat gets parched. You've got to have some water.
Yeah. We'll get water-resistant equipment here.
I know. Seriously. We should wrap like a big condom over the board. Seriously.
A big condom.
I want to get back to my evening last night, my second date.
I'm sure you want to.
But I want to talk
you
about...
You are all giddy.
I know. Shut up.
This might be beginning of a love affair. Who knows? You're primed up for it right now.
Oh, God. I want to talk about condoms, actually, now that I brought it up.
Okay.
All right, Magnum condoms. I was talking about this the other day. There is no need ever for a Magnum condom.
Okay, and what's a Magnum condom? Is that just a
brand?
What
is a Magnum condom?
Yeah, I mean, I don't use condoms. I don't know. Oh. But what is it? Like a big one?
It's an extra large condom.
Oh, an extra large condom.
So basically, if you're like hooking up with a guy and all of a sudden he whips out condoms and he's like, you know, guys don't just throw a Magnum on. Like, they make a show of like putting on a Magnum.
I see, okay.
And, you know, they break out the box and it's like, oh, and you're like, oh, okay, it says Magnum, and that's kind of like the indicator. Or if a guy has like a small dick syndrome or something, you know, he'll have like a box of Magnums next to his bed.
Yeah.
Just so girls will be like, oh, he wears Magnums.
Right, but it wouldn't fit, huh?
No. But basically my point is there's no fucking point of having a Magnum, because I saw a comedian once who took a condom, and he actually was able to put it over his head, and he pulled it all the way down to like below his nose.
Really?
And from there, he kept taking deep breaths. It was like... Earth in through his mouth, and then he would like exhale through his nose. He blew up the condom like a huge balloon on his head.
Really?
Yes. So basically, the point of my story was we could probably wrap all of the microphones in condoms. Actually, that would be
yeah,
that'd be nice.
You would like that, huh?
I could put my mouth on it.
Suck on the microphone. Yeah,
I've got to suck on something. I'm all wet in my panties over here after my morning.
Really? So what happened in the morning?
Well, can we get back to the night first?
Okay. I mean, but no. I mean, you're teasing me with this being wet in the morning.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know. Just rolling around in bed and some snuggling and some making out and I don't know.
Oh, cool.
Some tickling and fondling and light petting.
So you guys stayed up to what time?
I honestly don't know when we passed out. Mm. I have no recollection.
Oh, so you passed out.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't have full sex or anything?
No,
but
no,
you
didn't
make out and stuff?
We did. We finally made out.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering the other day, I was like, all right, well, he didn't kiss me. I was like, either he doesn't like me or he's being a gentleman, which I'm not used to.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. Usually I'm like, okay, back up. Don't kiss me. Don't point those things at me.
Yeah. Or there's a third choice. He's being intimidated or something.
Which is what he said last night. He said I was a bit intimidating.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
As we're walking out of the first bar that we went to.
You come across as a man eater. I don't blame him, you know?
Aww.
He's probably afraid to be devoured.
No, really?
No.
I come across as a man eater?
You're pretty wild. I mean, you're pretty in charge and more than assertive. You're aggressive, you know?
Really?
And yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
You're
like,
very forward. Look, I mean, people
I'm very
that don't
forward.
Know, yeah, people that don't know you don't really know what you're about. You know, it's hard to figure you out.
I know. And like, I guess based upon all the things that I say, like in biology class, I guess he should be a little intimidated.
Yeah.
Because I'm constantly just like, oh, cock. You know, and just making really inappropriate comments about everything all the time.
Yeah. Why do you do that?
It's funny. You know, when life gets too serious, you know, people take seriously, people take life way too seriously.
Right.
Because there's no reason for that.
No.
You know, you might as well enjoy your life and just kind of, I don't know, laugh.
Yeah, but what if you got to fucking pay the bills and you don't have the money, you know? Like,
that
a lot
sucks.
Of people do
smile.
That. Yeah.
You know, I'm broke. I don't have money to pay my bills. You know, you
but you're okay with it.
I know. Exactly. What else can I do? I mean, I guess I can quit this show and get a real job.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But that would be no fun. It would be boring, and I'd be miserable, and I would hate my life. Therefore, why not just ignore the bill collectors and continue on in my...
Yeah, but then again, it's not black and white. You can find something in the middle, you know?
Like what?
I don't know. What do you do during the day?
I'm
sure
to
you've
school.
Got a few free hours, don't you, during the
day? I do homework.
Okay.
And I'm on Facebook.
Don't blame
Facebook,
being
Sam.
Here because
Sam,
you would...
I'm on Facebook. It's very important.
Oh, I see. Okay. I forgot all about that. You're right.
It's a full-time job being
does,
on Facebook.
Yeah, it does come before everything else.
You know, people have things they need to see. They need to know what's going on in my life. They need to see my naked photo shoots. I mean, you
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of a big deal, so...
Right. Okay, well, that's not going to pay the fucking bills. Okay, Facebook is not going to do it for
Who
you.
Knows? Maybe it will. Maybe I'll be discovered on Facebook.
Maybe you will. But you know what? The point is that you wouldn't, if you didn't do the radio show, you still wouldn't get up at this early. So you'd be up by 11, so it has nothing to do with being here.
Or I can get a job at Starbucks.
Yes.
And become like a real, real, real morning person.
Yeah.
I would never work at Starbucks. I mean, I know we had the guy like, Starbucks saved my life in his book.
Yeah,
but,
well, he didn't have a choice.
Yes, he did. He could have done anything else.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what position he was in. But that was Starbucks Saved My Life, right? That was the book?
Yeah.
Yeah. How
Starbucks Saved My Life. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
From riches to rags and back again.
Yeah. It saved a lot of other people's lives, I'm sure.
I know. A lot of, like, non-morning people. But so anyway, so back to my date. So we went out to this wine bar last night. Oh, actually, after biology class, it was kind of, well, in biology class. Sorry, I'm all excited. I don't even know where to begin. Uh-huh. You know, it's kind of awkward. It's like, all right, this guy took me out on this date last night, or, you know, over the weekend.
Right.
And now all of a sudden we're in class again. So it's like, okay, we go back to, like, you know, not touching each other, not, like, anything.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, okay, well, this is kind of awkward and weird.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, I've told half the people in the class, I'm like, Lane took me out on a date. Lane took me out on a date. Hee hee. And they're just like, oh my God, really? So, like, everyone knows this, and yet no one's, like, saying anything to him.
Yeah.
So it was still just kind of, I don't know, awkward and funny. But so after class, like, he walked me into my car. Nice work, Sam.
Yeah, sorry.
I was just talking to you before about banging
reaching
into the
coffee.
Equipment.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we both got in our cars and we both went our separate ways. And then he sent me a text and he was like, do you want to go get coffee? And I sent a text back and I was almost home. I was like, coffee? I don't want coffee. I want wine.
Yeah, too late for coffee.
Way too late for coffee. That'll keep me up all night. Not that I didn't stay up all night. Anyway, but yeah, so then we went and got some wine. And then he told me I was intimidating.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I was like, well, why don't you kiss me or anything? And he's like, you're really intimidating.
Wow.
But
so that means that he took a big step to ask you out. I mean, you know.
I know,
yeah,
I know.
If he feels you're intimidating and he did it anyway, he must really like you.
I guess. I don't know.
Man.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will.
I want to drag him into the studio one of these days and have you rip him apart and see how he... Yeah. Perseveres or not.
So how much longer is he going to have to wait before he gets laid?
Sam.
I'm sure you have it all planned.
No, I really don't.
You really don't? So you're just going to wait for the moment, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We're, you know, bumping and grinding and having a good time. And it's not that I don't want to, but I'm just out of this, like, crazy fucked up relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
but wait a minute. What does it mean you're grinding and everything? I mean, but does he try and reach and insert it? Or, I mean, is he, like, in that state of mind?
The way you make something that is, like, so sexy and, like, sensual, and the way you just take it and turn it into, like, mechanical, like, rope. Does he take it and try and insert it into your vagina?
Well, I'm trying to understand. I mean, because
I got into the details.
You're saying, yeah, we were grinding and we were
└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
would go all the way. I really would, because I figure this chick is in bed with me.
Because you're a man whore.
This chick is in bed with me. She takes off her fucking top.
I like being topless.
Yeah, but most people would not know that. So I would be like probably really disappointed, you know, if I try to. I mean, if he tried, would you have let him?
No.
This was the second time, though.
I know.
It was a second date. You still wouldn't have.
No.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I'm not the little slut you think I am. Take that. Booyah.
So you, so you have to be a little closer to him.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we're really just kind of in like the getting to know each other phase. Right. Like, he's pretty quiet and pretty reserved in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And actually, this is kind of funny. He's going to kill me for saying this in the air. He voted for Bush. He's a conservative, too.
Oh, yeah?
He actually, like, he whispered that to me last night. He's like, I voted for Bush.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. I did, too. And then I was like, I voted for Bush twice. And he's like, I wasn't old enough to vote in the first election.
Really?
Oh, my God. That made me, like, die laughing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got into that. But anyway. Yeah, okay. So bumping and grinding versus insertion into vagina.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? Like, he's got his...
Okay, intercourse. Excuse me.
Intercourse. Okay.
All right.
Fucking, like, lovemaking, whatever, whatever. But, you know, we're just, like, kind of, like, raveled, like, arms and legs intertwined, and, you know, he's obviously rather hard and aroused, and, I mean, I was too, but I don't know. I'm just not right. I want to take it kind of slowly with this guy.
Yeah. You see, that's what young girls are. An older woman would never say no.
Bullshit.
I guarantee it. I never had that happen to me.
Bullshit.
Okay, I remember when I was really young, like a teenager.
Did you sleep with your wife on the first date?
On the second date.
Shut up.
We did, yeah.
On the second date.
On the second date. We just knew we sort of hit it off, you know? And but that's what I'm saying. You see, when you're older, you don't play the games anymore, Susie.
It's not about playing a game or not. It's about, like, trying to figure out...
No, I know. I don't think you're playing a game, really. I mean, I can understand someone wanting to be emotionally involved before they have sex, you know? But it's...
It's really like the second time I've ever like hung out with him, and like we're still.
But all I'm saying is you shouldn't have even made out with him, because when you do, it's almost like you're almost there. So
no,
you
know, not you put even
yourself,
close.
You're putting yourself in the position where you have to say no.
Bullshit.
Why?
Because he's not even like actively, like aggressively, like trying to like sleep with me.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Something's wrong here.
No, it's not. Like, picture. We're, you know what I mean? Like, I told him I wanted to take it slow.
Okay, so you think the problem's with
gentleman.
Me. Okay, if, like, for example, if a chick gets in bed with me.
So you think I should,
off
every,
her top,
so you think
gets
every,
wet.
Every date up. That I go out on, you think I should just, like, sleep with the guy?
No, but you shouldn't make out with him either.
Why not?
Because it's, look, the guy can't know at what point you're going to stop. You know? I mean, you just like, you're doing all the foreplay, Susie. You're doing all the seduction and the foreplay, and then you're like, no, you stop here. That's something that kids do.
No, sometimes it's nice just to be sensual with someone and just to like feel like their skin next to you and just kind of like have like the companionship of being with someone. It doesn't always have to be about sex.
No, I agree, but the question is, would he know that? Would the guy understand that? That's
well,
what
I,
you
well,
have
I think he will after he listens to the show.
Yeah, okay, but last night...
Oh my
I
God.
Bet you he couldn't sleep all night thinking, should I, shouldn't I, you know?
No, he totally was fine, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, like, we were totally on the same page, and it was great.
Good.
And I don't know, maybe he, I don't know, maybe he just really, I don't know, yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
So you just fell asleep then, and then?
We fell asleep, like, snuggling and cuddling, and then I woke up this morning, and it was, I don't know, kind of more of the same. all right, so let me talk about sex.
Did you do something similar with someone else a few days ago? I mean, you're like constantly.
With him.
Yeah.
It was with him.
No, but I'm thinking there was like a few days ago you also were cuddling with someone.
It was with him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Friday night he like stayed over at my house and like he spent the night like snuggling and cuddling
That's
all
right.
night.
That's right. Okay. So there wasn't anyone else recently?
No.
That you did this with?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about that guy Sam? You didn't do anything with him?
No, I never spent the night with him. We were up all night, you know, on Halloween, but we were just out dancing all night.
Right. So you weren't making out or anything with him?
You know, I was trying to remember if I did that or not, but I was so high on drugs, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
It's a different thing if you're high on ecstasy and, like, you're making out, because that's just what you do when you're on ecstasy.
Right.
Like, you physically can't even really have sex if you're a guy.
Yeah.
But it's different to be, I don't know, I don't want to say I was sober last night, but to kind of, like, you know, be very aware about wanting to make out with him. Like, I finally was just, like, at the second bar we were at, I was like, I really need to kiss you. Because there was a couple, like, behind us that was just, like, making out, like, hardcore, heavy petting. The girl was, like, straddling the guy. They were pretty much all but fucking in the corner. And so I was like, I'm going to kiss you now.
Really?
Yeah. It's just kind of cute, like, taking it slow and just, I don't know.
Yeah,
you've got to leave, like, something to be desired.
Of course, but...
you can't put all your cards on the table.
No, you can't, but... Okay, so you only kiss for the first few dates, let's say.
Sure.
Okay. But no, you went farther than that, much farther.
Not really.
It's like you brought him to the water and you say he can't drink. That's what it is. Susie, we're totally forgetting our guest. Wow.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, we have... Actually, this is very interesting. It's a book called Unholy Business, A True Tale of Faith, Greed, and Forgery in the Holy Land. And I was fascinated by this because I remember when this thing first came out and everybody's like, wow, you know, it's like, you know, well, I don't want to give it away, you know, we'll talk to her
totally.
About it. But this was like supposedly like a big discovery and blah, blah, blah. And it turned out to be like a whole thing.
Well, let's give her a call.
Yep. All right, so we're calling Nina Burley.
It kind of is reminding me of the Da Vinci Code a little bit.
It is. It's kind of...
Hello, this is Nina.
Yes, good morning, Nina. This is Sam and Susie in the morning calling you from Los Angeles. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're good, good.
Can I put you on hold for one second? I just need to get off this other line.
Of course, no problem.
We're going to talk at 12:30, right?
Is that when it was? I'm sorry, I'll call you back in a few minutes then.
Okay.
Okay,
all right,
thank you.
Bye.
You see, I sort of... Okay, she's right, you see, because...
Space Cadet Sam.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't even be running a radio show, you know? I'm totally fucking irresponsible. And, because I started scheduling those for 9:30, so we have some time to talk.
Yeah, 9:15 is a little early
for me. Yeah, it is a little early.
I need a good half an hour to kind of, like, warm up and kind of get into the evening that I had the night before.
I agree. I just think it was because of one... author that that couldn't do it like any later. So that's how it started, and then I sort of stayed with this time schedule. But yeah,
yeah, because by the time all the bumpers are through, you know what I mean? It's like five minutes like to warm up, and I don't know.
We need to warm up. We need to find out what Susie's been doing the previous night.
By the way, those bumpers are hysterical about the fat people in the airline.
Yeah, the Fat People Express.
Oh man, that just had me like rolling over here. I was telling you when I was coming back from New York, our plane was actually delayed because like they were waiting for 5 seatbelt extenders.
Wow.
I could not believe that.
Is this for one person?
No, 5 different people.
Five fat people.
5 different, really very big, very overweight people.
Wow.
I don't really like the word fat.
Okay, obese.
Obese, yes.
Why don't you like fat?
I don't know. I'm fat.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you're very fat, Susie.
I feel fat. That's why I'm on a diet.
What? Do you know what fat is? Do you know what a big, obese person looks like?
I got some fat right here. Okay. I'm touching it. Yes, I know what fat is.
We're talking about people that can't fit into an airplane seat.
Oh, trust me, I know. I usually get wedged next to one.
Wow.
And they need the seatbelt extender.
Yeah. But how do they fit in anyway?
I don't know. And I think it's actually, this is kind of funny. The people that hired me to nanny in Malibu, before they found me, they'd like been through, you know, interviewed like a million people and they couldn't find anyone. And the only girl that they found that like somewhat got along with their kid was really, 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 really fat.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it was a combination of they were, you know, they're a little bit vain. Like, they don't want to have, like, their kid, like, running around with a fat kid.
Yeah.
Or, like, a fat girl or a fat nanny, you know what I mean?
That's true, yeah.
But also, they were telling me, like, they got drunk one night and they were telling me, they were like, Susie, one of the reasons we didn't hire the fat girl was because, you know, we didn't want to pay for 2 plane tickets if we go traveling with her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so mean.
It really is, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I mean, people are very selfish about that. It's like, you know, it's not fair to anyone else sitting next to you and they wedge themselves in there.
Yeah. Now, why do you think that, like, fat is not, like, acceptable in society? I mean, it's like,
because,
you know, we look down on it.
Because for the most part, it's something, I guess it kind of reminds a lot of people of laziness. You know, because they're not very active or because it, like, I don't know, slovenliness, you know, and they don't take care of themselves. And it's something that could basically be prevented.
Yeah, that's true for the most part.
You know, right? Unless it's like a disease or there's some kind of something going
exactly.
on. You know, it's something that can be prevented. And I think it reflects like laziness and like just that you don't care.
Yeah. But sometimes, I mean, when someone's really fat, we sort of like say we're disgusted or something, or she looks disgusting, you know, and you know, I don't know. I guess it doesn't really look good, you know. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, not on everyone. You know, if you're like extremely obese, then yes, it's obvious, and you don't, you know, you sometimes don't even look like it's comfortable for you. You know, I mean, and that sort of thing. And you know, but then there's a lot of like overweight people that look great. You know?
I would
but
absolutely agree.
It's not
agree.
Acceptable. You know?
For people that are just like over, like I don't know, some people just like women especially, like they've got curves and
right.
I don't know. You know, I've got a lot of friends that are very, very shapely, and I mean, they consider themselves like, you know, some of them are like, okay, I'm fat, but it's like, all right, you've got a little bit of extra fat on you, but it works for some people.
Yes,
like some people,
yes.
You know what I mean? They just have the big boobs and like just the way everything kind of fits together.
Right.
It looks okay.
And it's proportional and stuff.
And it's proportional.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
But for the most part, I guess like very, very overweight people, I mean, it's just, it seems like they really don't care.
Right.
And it's also about self-control. And it's like, well, why don't you have any self-control? Like, why are you eating, you know, Carl's Jr. 5 times a day?
Yeah.
Why are you having their $10 cheeseburger for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
But what's amazing to me is most times when I'm in a restaurant and I see an overweight woman or something, she's eating salad. You know? Now, my question is, how do you get so fat eating salads?
Okay, here's my perspective on that.
Okay.
When she's out in public, she eats a salad because she wants other people to see her eating a salad and people to think that she has self-control or that she's not lazy.
Oh.
When she goes home, she leaves that she leaves that restaurant and she goes straight to like a 7-Eleven and gets like hoo-has or Susie
like
Q's or
cookies and shit.
Or ho-hos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. I know, but you know what? Often it's an addiction, you know? I mean, you know, eating disorders and stuff, you know, it's hard, you know? And you know, sometimes I was thinking about this is that how difficult food addiction can be because you're constantly having to deal with it. You know, it's not like drugs where you can just, you know, decide, I don't have drugs in my life and that's it, you know. But food, you have to deal with all the time. It's a natural thing. And then having to deal with all the issues of, should I eat this? Should I not eat that? You know, I mean, I'm feeling down. I want to eat, blah, blah,
basically,
blah.
Basically, what it comes down to is good parenting and having your parents, you know, start you off right with healthy food.
Yeah.
And I think we can blame a lot of the parents and stuff in America for that.
Yeah, probably.
We still haven't finished my evening last night.
Okay, well, then let's keep going back. I mean,
no,
that's
we've
got to
call the author now.
But we
got
to call the author, yes. So we're going to call Nina Burley, and it seems to me, Susie, guess where she might be?
New York. Oh, my God, no way.
Yes, by the area code, she's in New York.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, Nina. This is Sam and Susie again.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Sorry we called you a little earlier because we normally schedule at 15 after the hour. So we're calling you where? We would guess in New York?
Yes.
Oh, it wasn't a hard guess because all our guests seem to be from New York. Is that like a requirement to live there, is to write a book or two?
You know, it's funny because it's a, sort of a, to get your book deal, you kind of have to be here. That's what the, that's the sad part of it.
I
until
see.
You get your bestseller, then you can like move out into the pastoral pleasant countryside and never look back.
Yeah.
So
are you a resident?
Yeah, I'm on book number 4 here and I'm flogging the heck out of it.
Oh,
this is
wow.
The one I really, really like.
Really?
And,
well, it's an amazing book. It's an amazing book.
It's a great story.
On holy business. And I sort of like related to it because I'm originally from Israel and stuff. And I remember.
Oh, great.
Yes. I remember those. This thing happening, though. It was only a few years ago, right? That they made the discovery.
It's still going on.
Yes. So why don't you go ahead and recount the story to us briefly. Tell us what the book's about and what really happened.
Are we taping?
Yes.
Are you taping this?
We're live.
We're live. Can I ask you a quick question?
No, we are live, yes.
We are also, I'm going to be there giving talks in L.A. You're in L.A., right?
Really? Yes.
I'm going to be there on December 7th, speaking at the Center for Inquiry in L.A. and then in Costa Mesa. Can you mention that as part of your... promo for this?
Yeah, well, you just did.
You just did. We're live on the air right now.
Yes, you just did. You just announced it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so it's live, and it's also going to be in archives, so people will be able to know about that. So, that's fascinating. Maybe we can find out where you'll be. I mean, I would love to come, you know.
Yes, so, it's going to be a really interesting talk.
Great.
I'll tell you the story, starting with in 2002, the James Ossuary, a limestone box, taken out of the ground sometime in the last 20 or 30 years in Israel, was brought to the attention of the public through a press conference in Washington, D.C., covered by CNN, BBC, all kinds of press, purporting to be the first archaeological evidence of the existence of Jesus Christ, first material evidence. It was a box, a small bone box, that held the bones supposedly of James, the brother of Jesus. There was an inscription on it that said, James, son of Joseph, brother of Jesus.
Oh, specifically
and,
it said that.
And scholars had looked at it and deemed it to be the box that had held the bones of the James. So this box was revealed here in the United States and then quickly brought to Canada, where it was put on display at the Royal Ontario Museum, and tens of thousands of people stood in January cold to silently and reverentially walk past it.
Right.
Meanwhile, in Israel, another amazing find was coming out of the private biblical antiquities market, a tablet with 16 lines of inscription on it that were very close to inscription in the Old Testament referring to repairs being done to the first temple, a.k.a. Solomon's Temple, another biblical place that has not actually ever had archaeological evidence found relating to it.
Uh-huh.
So this tablet being found in Israel was actually more earth-shatteringly important than the ossuary was. And there's a squad of cops, scholar cops, archaeologists who are also trained to guard the 30,000 archaeological sites in the Holy Land from plunderers. They were assigned to figure out who owned this tablet because it had been revealed very murkily. It was being carried around by this ex-Secret Service guy and shown to certain people. It was chained to his hand in a briefcase and
yes. wow.
offered for sale for $4 million to the Israel Museum and so forth. So these cops went out, and it took them a year, and they finally located the owner of the tablet. Finally, this collector, this wealthy man who lives in Tel Aviv, who collects biblical archaeology, admitted to them that he owned the tablet. And he also had already admitted that he owned this incredibly important Christian relic, the ossuary.
Right.
While they were looking for this stuff, he played a cat and mouse game with them for a long time. They inspected all of his warehouses and homes, and they found what they thought was a workshop for making fakes. They found half-made old stuff, or old stuff with half-made inscriptions on them, and plans for other fakes. So this troubled them, and what they did was they took these two most important objects, the ossuary and the tablet, and they got some scholars together, and they asked them to inspect them with the latest chemical analyses. And the scholars, after 3 months, came back and said, these two things are fakes.
Oh, wow. Now,
which then provoked the scholars to go and interview all of these collectors in the biblical antiquities area who had been buying and selling stuff, and they found 15 or 20 more objects that had been sold for hundreds of thousands of dollars, all traceable back to this particular guy.
Amazing.
And they put him on trial in what they're calling the fraud of the century.
Wow.
So that's where it's at, and the trial's still going on.
Crazy.
And, sorry?
Oh, that's absolutely crazy.
Yes, it is. And in fact, it's archaeology is actually on trial in this little courtroom in Israel right now because they've been unable to bring the workman who worked on these objects, who admitted to the police that he worked on these objects from Egypt back into Israel, because you know, in Israel and Egypt, you don't bring people from trial. If they don't want to come, you don't have to go testify.
Right.
If you're an Egyptian. So this guy's never going to testify. So what they've been left to do is put archaeologists on the stand, one after another, who say, you know, it's a fake because they never made their Hebrew letter bets like this in the 2nd century AD, or so on. And, you know, they're experts. And what happened is these archaeologists are used to speaking to sleepy students or, you know, reverential audiences.
Right.
They're lecturers. They're not used to being questioned by the highest paid, most nimble-minded attorneys in Israel. And each one of them has been impeached. And the judge, after
really?
3 years of this, finally said to the prosecution, you're not making your case here, guys. So right now, they've gone back, and they're back to the drawing board for 6 months.
Really?
And if there's an acquittal, apparently, my sources over there say, you can expect to see things like Solomon's crown and Mohammed's sandals pretty soon coming on the market from these plundered digs.
That's amazing. Now, but apparently some people suspected from the beginning, right? You were telling in the beginning of the book about this lady in Jerusalem, and she was an expert.
Oh, yes.
And she
early on, what they did, what these forgers or this group of people did, where they would take the things to specific scholars that they thought would be friendly to them.
Oh.
And what happened was they got away with it for a long time. But then they sort of got very hubristic, and they went to these really, really expert people with these really, really outrageous fakes, the tablet being the most outrageous. Uh-huh. And people who are expert would look at it and say, because inscriptions in Holy Land archaeology are very rare. It's not like Egypt where you have hieroglyphic script or cuneiform from Babylon. The Hebrew language, there's not a lot of script from that era. It's, you know, they use paper or, you know, the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's an example of it, but it's
right.
very rare. So when an inscription expert, like what you described at the beginning of the book, the epigrapher looked at it, there's a gut feeling that they get right away. And she looked at it and she said, there's something wrong with this. It's too perfect. It's too close to... This is like a dream find.
Yes,
there's something
yes.
odd about it. That was the first thing, because it was so close to the biblical text itself.
Yeah.
And then when they really got analyzing it, they decided it's ancient Hebrew, but it was written from the mind of a modern Hebrew speaker.
Mm. Now,
and that was how they identified it as a fake.
Yeah.
And the other one, the ossuary, the ossuary itself is ancient, but the inscription has modern glue and fake patina in it to make it look like it was these incisions in the rock are as old as the rest of the rock.
Right.
And of course, they're not.
Oh, wow. Now, would carbon dating work in something like this? I mean, could they figure out how old it is?
Not really. I mean, well, yes, probably with some of these things they would have, maybe with the tablet, but not with the ossuary. What they did was something called patina fingerprinting. Patina is something that develops on the outside of a stone when it's kept in a cave for two centuries.
I thought it was
millennia.
Like when copper turns kind of green.
Yeah, but
it's kind of like that. I mean, this is stone, so there's stuff. Right. It's sort of a biological, organic, inorganic thing that happens to the surface of it.
Okay.
And if you cut through that and make a new letter in like 1978, you're going to have a cut in this naturally occurring substance that's on the rock.
Mm.
And what the forger was doing was trying to replicate that patina and glue it in.
Wow.
He was using fake. You know, he concocted this stuff with, you know, dirt from our actual archaeological digs and chalk and Tel Aviv water and mixed it all together with some glue and stuck it in there. And, and only when they analyzed it chemically did they say, there's glue in this. Not right.
Amazing.
But there are still people who hold that these things are real. And what amazed me about it, what got me so interested and kept my interest, well, first of all, it's an incredible story with eccentric characters. You
right.
couldn't make it up. The proof versus faith issue, and people wanting proof for faith, and how science is being applied, the most modern science is being applied to the most ancient belief systems, and the interaction between those. That's what kept me interested, one of the things.
Yeah. And were you into archaeology before this?
Well, my last book, Mirage, is about the first archaeologists who ever lived, these scientists who went into Egypt with Napoleon in 1800 and found the Rosetta Stone.
Right.
And when I was a little kid, I wanted to be an archaeologist.
Ah.
So was I interested? But my other books aren't about archaeology, and I definitely don't cover it on a day-to-day basis.
But, you know, I mean, I thought you wrote it very well. And in fact, after I read the first couple chapters, I gave it to my wife, and I said, you got to read this. This is like an adventure caper or something, you know? I mean, it's
You're
like,
making me happy here.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
I wanted to write it.
It's a story.
Right.
It's
not just about an academic subject. It's about interesting characters and a crime. Mm. And I tried to write it like a novel.
Yeah, and I think you did a tremendous job. I mean, I definitely connected to it. And, although I'm not that much into archaeology, but I remember when this thing first came out, and they're saying, it's a son of, the brother of Jesus and so forth, and it was like a whole big thing. They wrote about it, like you said, or they reported it on CNN. I remember reading it in Time magazine or something, I remember. And
sure.
Yeah, and
big
that
news.
Was like a big deal, of course, you know? I mean, this is like revolutionizes everything, but then you got in there, and now just briefly, because I know we're almost out of time, but what was like the thing that piqued your interest? I mean, how did you even find out about this, and how did you decide to finally write a book?
Sure, I was procrastinating writing my last book, trying to channel the Sahara Desert, sitting in a house in upstate New York in the dead of winter, and I picked up the New York Times and read this article in Christmas time 2004 about the indictment of five men for faking this stuff in what the Israeli authorities were calling the crime or the fraud of the century. And I read it and I thought, first of all, I'm not a religious person, but I'm interested in people of faith, so why would people of faith want material proof? What's that all about?
You're right.
Exactly. That was actually my question, because on the back of the book it says, the desperate desire of the faithful for physical proof of biblical traditions, and it's like, that's the whole point of like having faith in a religion, is that you don't need proof. You have faith, and that's all you need.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So I did run across in my research people who were saying to me, we don't need this. We don't need proof. But the truth is, these archaeological sites over there are manned by theological students.
Yes.
You know, it's very motivated by looking for stuff. And then secondly, I thought, I read the article and I thought, when what manner of men would deviously produce this stuff? Like, what's that all about?
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm interested in the Middle East. I've been in and out of the Middle East as a journalist many, many, many times, but I had never been inside Israel.
Yeah.
So
you know,
that's what really got me going.
Finally, this begs the question, you know, I mean, how, I mean, this guy's got to be a genius to be able to fool so many people. Right?
You know what? He is, well, if it's him, I spent hours with this alleged forger, who maintains his innocence, by the way.
Right.
And he is incredibly knowledgeable about ancient stuff. He can talk at length. He can talk, and he just gave me shaggy dog story after shaggy dog story about stuff. None of these guys will ever tell you where they got their things. But it is possible that, to me, it seems possible that the police are not alleging this, that there were more people involved than just this one guy, because there's so much knowledge that had to go into this to figure out, like, which scholar would be the best to bring these things to, and, you know, what kind of controversies are there in the scholarship, because they were actually producing objects that provoked or answered questions that are alive and well within the academy. So they're really, really aware of these issues in theology and in Middle Eastern politics that these things sort of added to, okay?
Right.
So there's a great deal of knowledge that was brought to this. But yes, he may very well be a genius.
Yeah.
And,
at least he knows a lot,
out.
Yeah. Yeah. And and it takes a lot of, I think, a lot of chutzpah, like they say, to try and do this.
A lot
and,
of chutzpah.
Yeah.
Hubris.
Hubris, exactly.
So can I just tell your listeners, you know, I so like this story that I really hope that if, you know, they'll go to my website, which is www.ninaburleigh.com, NINABURLEIGH.com, and click on Unholy Business, the book cover, and you can read chapters of it for free on my website to see if you like it. So
nice.
Please go do that and come out on December 7th. The location is on the website as well.
Wonderful. Well, we're definitely going to get into this, and I personally recommend this if you guys like adventures, and I mean, this is like Susie mentioned, like the Da Vinci Code in a way,
mm-hmm.
you know. So definitely, and it does read like a novel. Congratulations to you, Nina Burleigh. Go to ninaburleigh.com. Absolutely. And the book, of course, is Unholy Business, A True Tale of Faith, Greed, and Forgery in the Holy Land. Again, thank you so much. Good luck with the book. And,
you're welcome, and thank you.
Yes,
see
absolutely.
You in LA.
Absolutely. Take care.
Have
Nina.
A great day.
Bye. Bye-bye.
See, I love stuff like that, man.
I know.
You know that I was one of the first people that actually wrote...
You're the chosen Jew.
Yeah. read the Da Vinci Code. I mean, when it just came out, nobody knew about it. You know, nobody...
I read it before it became like a whole big thing
yes,
as well.
Really?
And then when all of a sudden it became big and I was like, oh yeah, the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So it was around for a while, you know, and mm-hmm. I always liked that kind of stories and shit, you know, so... That was amazing.
Leave
you know?
It to the Jews to start forging shit to make money.
There you go. You see, I'm telling you, it's always the Jews, man.
You know what? I've actually decided it's kind of like a plot at like world domination for the Jews again. Not
yes.
that you guys don't own enough, but...
Right.
but
and
you know
we definitely
I mean?
Dominate the world.
So
yes.
now, all of a sudden, you guys are forging proof of the existence of...
of Jesus Christ.
of Jesus to try and like make your religion, I don't know... a world,
what's your point?
A world, a world religion.
Yeah, you don't know what your point is.
I have no point.
Take a little break. We'll be back right after this.
If you have trouble sleeping, Turkian can give you a great afternoon of restful sleep. Turkian makes you fall asleep quickly, even in a house full of relatives you'd rather not be around. Turkian should always be taken with alcohol, and be sure to have a full afternoon to dedicate to sleep before taking Turkian. Side effects include drowsiness, falling asleep in mid-sentence, snoring with your hand in your pants, and missing the second half of the Lions game. Turkian. A restful Thanksgiving starts with your first bite.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Free yourself away, free yourself away. Get yourself away, get away.
Yeah.
irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to the best morning show on internet radio. It's Sam and Susie in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, and we're back
with our guest in the studio.
Good morning to you guys.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Okay, you're going to have to introduce yourselves and get a little closer to the microphones.
I'll go first. My name's Ty Brenneman.
Uh-huh.
And I'm with...
Tony Borla.
And how are you guys related?
We are friends. We met at a coffee shop where I work at.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, wonderful.
Oh, cool. I know you have a coffee shop that's kind of interesting, right?
The Healthy Bean.
The Healthy Bean.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute. And Ty, what do you do?
I have a startup company in energizing clothing for women. It's called Lady in Training.
Uh-huh.
It's purely startup. You can't go to ladyintraining.com yet. I am on, you know, MySpace just to collect the fans so far. Here, take a look at this. I put a sticker on my business.
Are you wearing some
card.
of your clothing?
I'm not wearing my prototypes, no.
Aww.
I know.
Say, I love your dress. It's gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah, no, actually, my line is not as colorful as the dress I'm wearing right now, but it's just more of a typical basic line for all women. Actually, women 12 to 60. Done is found a manufacturer who manufactures clothing that's infused with nanotechnology. So,
nanotechnology?
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's like really small stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how is that
smaller
related?
Than microscopic.
Perfect for LA. Yeah. Everyone's anorexic.
Well, it's actually it's all about
health.
Just
kidding.
What the nanotech does is it recycles your body's energy back into your body, so it's invigorating to wear, and it seriously feels like sitting in a force field when you wear a full suit made of this material. Oh yeah, it's amazing. I wear it on my face at night, and it clears up my skin because it increases oxygen.
You've got amazing skin. Can I get some?
Here, there, yeah. You mean some of my skin?
Yeah, she wants skin.
Ouch. No, you may not. It's pretty amazing. I'm pretty lucky to have.
So this dress you're wearing, is that one
no,
of those?
No, it's not, like I said.
Oh, it's not like that.
My prototypes I left at home. But, you know, being in the startup phase is just, you know, that thing that I'm looking forward to be able to actually manufacture those so that I can come in here with free. Here, take this.
Yeah,
take this, you know?
Absolutely.
So,
now, how did you come up with something like this? I mean, that's pretty sophisticated stuff.
Well, I just found out that it existed and that I could do it. And,
really?
Just put it all together. And so now I've got just the company waiting to be birthed.
Yeah. So do you need to get energized by your clothes, Susan?
Yes, I really do.
Okay.
So explain a little bit more to me about how it's made or how you're making it.
Mm-hmm. It's, it has lenses. The easiest way to explain it is the lenses reflect your body's light, your body's energy, which is emitted in the form of light, some people call it your aura, back into your body. And it also takes ambient light.
I'm picturing like this space-looking suit.
No, it's totally just polyester.
Really?
Yeah.
Regular
stretchy.
Workout clothes.
Totally. Yeah, he's seen it. He's seen me wear it too. And it's, something I can like, literally, I feel like Superwoman. I'll jog on the streets, you know, I'll jog to the grocery store, I'll go home, I'll go straight into the gym without changing. It's just like, I have more time, I have more energy, and just, it feels amazing to wear.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah.
And that's only for women though, right? The clothes?
Right now.
Right.
But, Bioresponsive Brands is my brand name, and that's the umbrella company, I guess. Lady in Training is the pioneer company coming out. So hopefully I will branch off and do men's and ideally children's. I mean, hopefully I could like dress the world because it feels amazing. All the clothing we wear now is just dead to us.
Yeah.
I'm a nanny, and the kids I take care of don't need any more energy, please.
But it's not like energy, like erratic energy. It's not like a sugar high. It's actually calming. Mm-hmm. If you understand like the effects of being reoxygenated to that level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow. It really is. Now, how long did it take you to develop something like this?
Well, it's not like I developed it. It's not like I was back in my kitchen.
Right, but of course. But, I mean, to come up with the clothes from from concept to prototype.
It's in my head. I don't know. I think it's just my calling. I woke up one morning and, you know, talked to my roommates about it, and then I incorporated, and then I had my business plan, and I had meetings with some investors, and that it's coming to life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Definitely the most beautiful CEO I've seen.
I know,
you
right?
Know?
She's gorgeous.
I mean, yes, very much so, yeah. And so we'll get to you. Now, what kind of a coffee shop do you have?
Well, it's a coffee shop that we infuse coffee drinks with protein and for antioxidants. Mm-hmm. It's also organic and fair trade. So organic meaning that there's no pesticides, no insecticides. It's from the earth, clean. And fair trade meaning that the people who farm our beans, we have a fair trade agreement so that the beans are exchanged for a good amount of money. Not,
I see.
As opposed to some other places where they pay a lot, lot less.
I see. Okay.
Wow.
And how did you come up with this concept?
I did. And it was founded by Ray Bassa and co-founder V. Cristobal.
Mm-hmm.
He's a food scientist and he created the coffee.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, what's a food scientist?
Food scientist is someone who works, basically, he works with making everyday food into a more healthier food.
Like superfood.
And it truly is healthy. I do have to say, the materials, my skin is not due only to my material. I drink that coffee every morning. I go in with my laptop. It's got red walls. It's a creative space.
Yeah. The cafe. It's really cool. I went on the website. It looks really modern and nice and stuff.
It's definitely a really innovative coffee. Yeah. I mean, in the smallest size coffee, you're going to get a cup's worth of pomegranate, a cup's worth of green tea, a cup's worth of grape seed, and an eighth cup of blueberry extract in the coffee.
Really?
So you guys only have like one flavor of coffee and it's...
Oh, no. We have multiple. We have French roast, we have Italian, vanilla.
But wait, when you say in every cup of coffee you're getting like all of these things, how do you mean you're getting all those things
in
one cup
of coffee? The antioxidant levels.
The antioxidants and proteins are made in all the coffee drinks. So in the smallest cup, which is a 12-ouncer, you get all those benefits. Minimum 5 grams of proteins, 4 antioxidants.
Yeah.
I was just imagining my coffee tasting like pomegranate and blueberry. I'm like,
not at all. That's what's great about
totally,
it.
It's totally, actually tastes better. It's pH balanced too. And like, you know, my teeth are still white even after drinking, how many cups a day? 2 or 3 cups every morning?
Really?
15.
Wow. 15.
And I can tell the difference. I'm drinking this and this is different.
I was just looking at that cup. I was like,
This is not what I'm used to.
Yeah. It's not meant to be tasting like fruits or anything. It's regular coffee.
Like
shade
regular
room.
Coffee.
Yeah.
I see. Wow. And how long has this been over there? I mean, it's what, in Hollywood or something?
We opened up in West Hollywood.
Right.
In June of 2007.
Oh, 2007. Okay. And it's taken off pretty well?
Yeah, it's taken off. We opened up another store in Torrance.
Nice. Where's the Hollywood store located?
It's on La Cienega and Santa Monica Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm gonna have to go check it out. Is it a good like space to study in and things like that?
Oh yeah, we welcome students. We have free Wi-Fi for students, free parking in the back.
Oh sweet!
It's like a Starbucks on steroids, you know. I was really impressed with the pictures and everything. You know, I mean, it looks like a nice area. There's like an upstairs, right?
Yeah, there's an upstairs loft.
Wow, amazing!
People come down and have music performances.
No, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow!
That sounds super cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to check that out.
It's really a cool idea. Yeah. And so what's it called again? The Healthy Bean?
The Healthy Bean.
The Healthy Bean. Wow. Now, do they have any plans on coming out with this coffee like so we can consume it at home?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah?
Just got to stay tuned.
So wait, are they infusing, like, I don't know, I've always had a problem with like decaf coffee when you buy it whole grain, or whole bean. Mm-hmm. Sorry, late night again. but, you know, I'm always like, how the hell do they make a decaf coffee bean, you know? Or how do they make, so are these coffee beans like infused with all this stuff?
They are. We just came out with whole beans that are infused with the antioxidants. It's all in the roasting process.
So the food scientist is the one that's kind of like figuring out how to do all this.
Right, right. The details, of course, are under wraps, you know, but
okay.
The basic concept is taking the beans and infusing them on the outside with the antioxidants.
Okay, gotcha.
Tell them what Dateline said about the coffee when they came in and did the tests.
Dateline did a test. Mm-hmm. Wow.
They tested our antioxidant counts for way higher than what we were advertising for.
I think it was four times higher than the highest level antioxidant drink you find on the market today.
Yeah. Now, does that not get dangerous if you do too much of it?
Oh, no.
Like
antioxidants.
Antioxidants? No?
You can't overload on those.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's like blueberries. Yeah. You can never eat too many.
You can never eat too much lettuce.
Yeah. That's true.
So I've got a question about the coffee. How expensive is this cup of coffee?
Not anything more expensive than what you get at Starbucks. You pay what you get for.
I call Starbucks $4. Yeah. Every cup of coffee, you walk in there and you're like, I just got a cup of coffee. And it's like, you know, $4 or $5. I'm like, what the hell?
No, if I go there every morning, it's very affordable because I also load up on the vegan cookies they have.
Vegan cookies.
Are you a vegan?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We actually had a raw food chef in here yesterday. Who's a good friend
of
mine.
Well, that's why I made her skin look so good, yeah.
I know.
That's what I'm saying, the antioxidants.
Really?
Well, and
yeah.
In general, it helps to whisk out all the toxins that you know, could be in our body inadvertently from having eaten meat at one point in my life. And just, you know, I think it's, I definitely attribute my level of interior, my inside health to the coffee. Exterior, the clothing.
Yeah, the health, the bean is really striving to introduce the first coffee shop with pure organic and natural food and coffee.
That's so perfect for California. I mean, like, everyone here is, like, you know, all about, you know, well, trying to be all about health. So I really can see that just really taking off here.
Yeah. But it does have still have caffeine and everything in it, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We need the caffeine.
See, I'm sitting over here shaking. Like, oh, my God, I need the caffeine.
But it's going to feel much more natural to you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a jitter.
Yeah, it takes me through the day, man.
Really?
Yeah,
it's That's great. Pretty impressive.
Nice. Now, Ty, how long are you in L.A. born?
No, I'm actually from Northern California, and I came down here just 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Where in Northern California? Like Sacramento area? Or?
Actually, between Sacramento and San Francisco.
Oh, I see.
Small town.
Nice.
Small town girl.
And when did you move out here?
I moved out here 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, to pursue writing and everything, and fell into acting in the business.
Really? So you have to be over here to be doing writing? I mean, can't you do it anywhere?
I needed more inspiration. I had been living in San Francisco for like 7 years, and it was just, you know... Yeah, I needed to see the sun.
That's inspirational, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And that's all we get here is sun, you know?
And I love it.
Yeah. And what about you? Are you from L.A.?
Yep, born and raised.
Really?
You're like the second person I've met that's from L.A. It's amazing.
Just the second person, yeah. Not that many natives here. And so how did you hook up with a guy with a coffee deal?
Well, the co-founder is a CPA, and one of my longtime teachers was her customer. So,
So that's how you hooked up.
When you say longtime teacher of,
she was my computer teacher back in like sixth grade.
Aw, cute.
Yeah,
keeping it in the family, keeping it real.
Yeah.
So she introduced me to V, the co-founder, and lo and behold, I was in the coffee shop.
Cool.
Wow, wonderful. So, are you a barista?
I manage a coffee shop.
Excellent.
Cool. Yeah. Well, sounds good, like about coffee and stuff. So, Ty, I mean, you look like a musician. Do you do, like, any music and stuff?
I sing.
Really?
Yeah. But I can't play any instruments.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, the voice is the best instrument ever, you know?
And you you've got a great voice, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How can you tell? She hasn't sang yet.
No, just, I don't know. Certain people just have, a nice, like, soothing voice, and hers is just very... I don't know.
Yeah, well, everything about her is nice. I mean, you know, it's...
Wow. Yeah. I'm being bombarded with compliments.
Really? No, really.
Here, take some of my skin. Bangle myself.
I know. I asked Sam, I was like, all right, when we went out for our little break, and I was like, all right, so who are these people that are coming in? And he's like, I don't know, but she was hot, so I decided to have her on the radio.
There you go. You see, that's how I choose them.
I mean, come on. I can lend a little bit of legitimacy here.
No, that's true, though. I mean, plus she attached the picture to the email, you know, and I said, okay, well, you know, she seems good, so, you know.
What'd she write?
She seems like a being good guest, you know.
Skip the body, go to the picture.
No, seriously, like when I applied for this job, you know, it was like, do you think you're a smart, funny female that has something to say about everything? And I'm like, I do. I wrote this whole...
Affirmative.
I do. And so I wrote like this whole little like bio about all the crazy things that I've done in my life. And he's like, right, all that sounds great. Send me a pic. I'm like, you jerk.
She's the only one who didn't send a photo, you know, when the ad asked for it.
Well, no, because like when you reply to something on Craigslist, I mean, you try and like respond to it, and it's got all these like picture limits, and I'm so computer inept when it comes to like resizing pictures and things. It's like, you know, this, my response actually got sent back to me 5 times for trying to send a picture in the first place.
Yeah.
So finally I almost gave up and was just like, you know, screw this radio business, I don't want to do it anyway.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because of the stupid Craigslist things, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but look, I told Susie, I said with her, it's like she's going to be on the website and everything, you know, she needs to look good, you know?
And I also just think if you're sharing a space with anybody, I mean...
Exactly. It needs to be easy on the eyes, you know? It really has.
I know, he's like, you know what? He's like, the real reason is I'm going to have to look at your ugly mug for like, you know, 2 hours Monday through Friday, so you better be cute.
Exactly.
So then maybe, you know, the whole roommate section on Craigslist should do the, you know, take away the limit so that when you're hiring or looking for new roommates, you have...
Absolutely.
The right applicant's coming through.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing. And so what's your love life about, Ty? Where do you stand with that? Do you have someone?
No.
No?
Craigslist, casual encounters.
I don't understand.
Yeah, but I'm not a casual person. It's so weird. My heart is so into my business and my acting and just and now singing. Now that I'm, you know, forming a something of a band or you know whatever. I just I don't have time or need. No need. Yeah.
But if you met the right guy while you're doing this stuff, you probably would do something. No.
I mean, yeah, if I found where he fit in. Right now, it's I hate to say it, you know, I'm not like a feminazi or anything, but I just don't have a need for a man right now.
That's cool. Yeah, there's always women, you know.
Well, yes.
There you go. You
I haven't met one who really floats my boat, but
no?
Wow. We'll see.
This one I'm right open. Here.
I have a big heart.
I clean up a lot nicer, but I do. I love a natural look. Actually, speaking of lesbianism, so after Be Live and Adore left the show yesterday, they sent me a text message, like seriously offering me the position of
the third person.
The third person.
Wow.
And did we accept?
No. No. Oh my gosh.
Let them get married
first,
for crying out loud. You know.
I mean,
these guys are getting friends.
He's a raw food chef, and his fiance is a belly dancer and acrobat.
See, that's what happens when you go raw. You start loving way too much.
Way too much.
If you overdose on anything, you're overdosing on love, people. So maybe we should always just every once in a while just poison ourselves with a hamburger.
Seriously.
Just to keep the hate down. You know. Keep the love down. Keep the hate up.
That's interesting.
Because otherwise, you got lesbians making out, and you got
that's true.
You know, war, and otherwise, you got way too much of that love junk.
Yeah. Oh goodness.
Well, what do you think, Susie? I mean, you do her in a second, right?
Stop.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There are guests here.
Poor Ty. Ty's like, I came on to promote my business idea. And all of a sudden, I'm getting it.
No, but she was prepared for irreverent. So, but we'll treat you with respect. Now, you mentioned something. Okay, this is really interesting to me. You went on Gary Garver's TV show.
Oh yeah.
I mean, do you want to talk about it? Because
he edited the segment.
Yeah. No, I
wasn't
you to
any
know.
Different than now. Like what you see is what you get.
And but let me just tell people that Gary Garver is a regular on Howard Stern. He does all the celebrity interviews, and but he really gives the stars a hard time when he does that. You know, he is being irreverent and
stuff. Didn't he used to have a show here?
Well, that's where I'm getting to.
Oh, okay.
So, so he always does these segments for Howard Stern and stuff. And then I actually found out about him. He was advertising for guests on his TV show. So I thought, oh, Gary's in town. You know, let me see. And I approached him and offered him to do a show on the station. And he did. But it was the worst fucking show ever. You know? And, you know, he tried to be like Howard Stern, but he did a very bad job of it, you know? And I told him, I said, if you just be Gary, it'll probably be a great show, you know? So, but they were just like rowdy and shit for no apparent reason, you know?
Yeah, we had a punk band, and I mean, it was cool. It was high energy.
So they invited you as a guest on his internet TV show, right?
Yeah, and I just talked about myself. He was really cool. I mean, he liked my tattoos. I'm covered. That's
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Both of us are both like, really?
She looks like such a conservative prim girl, you know?
Yes.
Wow, we're going to have to take some.
Take that dress off.
Wow. Yes.
Here we go. And I'm naked. Sitting in the radio with Sam.
And you got
no one will ever know. And then there's this tattoo. I'm just kidding. he was actually really nice. I don't think he was irreverent enough. And he probably looked at it and said, there's no reason to air it because it went too well.
Really? Too straight
that
for
could have, yeah, that totally could have been the reason because really? I was shocked. I was like, why wouldn't you? I mean, nothing, we didn't hurt anybody's feelings except for my own by cutting me out. Right. So I don't see why you would do that.
And if it wasn't irreverent enough, it's because of him, not because of you. I mean, you seem to me like you game for anything pretty much, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was drinking beer. It was fun. It was a good time.
Really?
I've got some wine in there. Yeah. Sweet.
Susie always has her wine here.
$2 Chuck. Hey, you're lucky it's not a box of Franzia, baby. I'm serious.
Spells disaster.
Well, that's what she drinks.
That's why I'm wearing the morning after clothes right now.
I did hear that the box wine is better because it doesn't oxidate. It's not exposed to oxygen.
But don't we want the antioxidants? Oh, I got. Never mind. Okay.
There is, but you're right. There is something to be said about the antioxidants oxidating and, you know, in that environment with oxygen. But I think there are some that are best preserved, I had read somewhere. So box wine could even be better for you because those antioxidants are better than the ones that decay.
See, Sam?
Yeah, I see.
I've got something going on here with my box.
Yeah.
Of wine. I meant of wine, you assholes. You all suck.
Well, you're the one who said it, Susie. Yeah. Don't blame it on us now.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, she has.
What's funny
all
is
the
we
time.
All knew what you were talking about.
I know, right?
That's even worse, yeah.
I've got this mug. It's awesome. I got it at a little coffee shop in Venice, and it says, when you say one thing, but you mean your mother. It's your Freudian slip mug. I just absolutely love that. Every day when I like have my tea or coffee in the morning, I'm just like, I'm not going to dwell on my childhood. I hate you, Mom. Like, why'd you make me wear that dress? Oh, my God.
Sip.
And then you sip your coffee. Exactly.
Yeah. So remind me again, how did you guys meet again?
At the shop.
At the shop, at the coffee shop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been going there for about a year.
You talk way too much.
I know.
Oh, yeah, Tony's...
Yeah, we met at the coffee shop. I've been working there since last August. And I saw Ty. And we just...
And you're like, hey, she's cute. Yeah.
So anything happening between you two?
No, we're roommates.
Oh, you are roommates.
Actually, what we're doing, too, is I'm thinking of a way for Lady in Training to, you know, be... come out to the market, and I think we're going to be doing my company's going to be doing a bake sale. So we're going to be having
vegan cookies.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Crackers, flaxseed crackers, things like this that you'll probably be able to find at the Healthy Bean.
Sounds
and
very
so
dry.
It's raw. It's all real. You know, straight from the earth. It's great. I don't think it's dry, but it'll be something that will help, I think, you know, to be healthy, like I was saying, from the inside out, and then also from the outside in, as soon as we can...
That's actually a really fun, good concept, actually, from the outside in, the inside out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, I love the idea of, I don't know, putting
just
it all
together.
Just
being healthy all the way around. Mm-hmm. It's like, why only be healthy in, like, part of your life?
Yeah, because then you're not really healthy.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and give your website again. Oh, you don't have a
website.
Yeah,
ladyintraining.com isn't up yet. You can, I mean, I'm on MySpace,
right.
Ty Brenneman.
Do you have anything on MySpace about the business?
Sure, myspace.com/ lit for life, like LIT, Lady in Training, lit for life.
I like it.
Yeah.
So being from San Francisco, did you ever go to like Burning Man or anything like that?
No, that's so funny because everybody always asks me like, oh, I bet you're a big Burning Man.
I bet you're a big burner.
Yeah. Burner. No, actually, I never made it out that way.
I can see you going there and getting kind of rowdy. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll get rowdy. I scaled a fence last week in the presence of I don't know who, actually. but I was on a date, and we wanted to go on dates.
Yeah, she does have time for dates.
I mean, it wasn't really.
She came across as totally celibate, didn't she?
I know. Sister Mary Ty over here.
No, I'm totally not. No, I was wasted, and I went, I had to ask the guy what the deal was and how I ended up going...
Over the fence
with him. But
were you running from the police? Like, what did you do?
I don't know, but he did say a serial killer, like, pulled up and was like, hey, do you know where Coal Drive is? And, like, looked at him and said...
He was in a rapist van?
And then he pulls off. Yeah, exactly. Rapist van straight up. Scared the guy I was with. It probably scared me, and that's what propelled me over the fence, but I have a foot-long bruise and scratch on my thigh.
My
pants are ripped, and...
I had a similar thing when I was bartending in Malibu. I was trying to be good, like a good human being, and recycle the bottles that no one recycles at like 4 in the morning on the 4th of July. You know, I was a little drunk, you know, I was a little stoned, whatever. So I'm trying to take out the recycling, and I end up like locking myself like in the dumpster area. And I'm like, motherfucker. You know, so I'm holding my cell phone, and I'm wearing like this really short miniskirt, my favorite miniskirt of all time. And I'm telling you, it was super short to begin with. So I'm like, I've got to climb over the fence. So I go flying over the fence. I get stuck at the top of the fence. My skirt gets hooked on, like, the metal spike that's up there. Mm-hmm. Like, rips the skirt all the way up. I go flying over, like, face first into a puddle of sludge. Like, the dumpster is just, like, channeling all the sludge, like, into the street.
You're like, great, the gutter.
And I'm, like, sitting there. My skirt is ripped. I'm like, no. And my phone is, like, sitting in the sludge. And it's like, power down. Oh, fence climbing.
Damn.
Yeah. It makes me feel young again. Though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think people should climb fences daily.
I know.
We started out as children. There's no reason to be anything but. Yeah.
Climb fences daily. Now, that's a nice pastime. Climb fences.
Or dumpster diving in your
dumpster
case.
Dumpster diving, yes. Oh, man. Don't even go into the dumpster diving. My boyfriend actually does. Ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Gotta get the hang of that.
Really? He goes into the trash cans and looks
look for Franz?
Yes.
My Franz
looks for cans and bottles and shit.
No, he'll actually go to like a donut shop or something at like 4 in the morning and like, you know, he'll go and like retrieve the leftover donuts.
Are you serious?
I hate to say, but industrial parks are the best because you find microchips that you can resell on eBay, FYI.
Really?
Like everything, like so, really? Like yards and yards and yards of like wire, like useful wire. They just chuck that junk.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. We found a moose head one time.
A moose head?
No, actually, it was plastic, and we put it on the hood of our car and drove
that
around.
That is awesome. Oh, do you still have it?
I think so, actually.
Oh, my God. I would give anything to have a moose head on the, really? On the hood of my car. Oh, man. So what else have you found in dumpsters?
Oh, you name it. Everything except for, like, an actual body that, you know, warranted, like, calling the cops. Thank God, because I would be freaked.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing dead bodies.
So you don't mind going into dumpsters and shit and doing that?
No, as long as it's not behind a fast food joint, because even if your body absorbs that, it's like, whew, you're dead.
Yeah.
Speaking of dead bodies, this is something I don't think I...
yeah, okay, then there we go.
Sorry, nice little segue on my part. But this was probably about like 6 years ago, and I was bartending at a redneck biker bar in upstate New York. You know, I was like 19. I wasn't even like old enough to drink. But I had the 6 at night until like, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning shift. And so, you know, I was doing shots behind the bar all night. And I was a little bit wasted. And it was probably like October, like beginning of October. And I had to drive home all along like this heavily wooded area. So I'm a little buzzed, you know, 19 years old, driving home. And all of a sudden, you know, it's still really dark out. All of a sudden, I see blood all over the road. And I'm like, oh, my God, like was a deer hit or something? And all of a sudden, the blood leads to a body that is lying on the side of the road.
Gasp.
And the head, like there was like all kinds of hair all over it. And like you couldn't see the face because there was like a hat like pulled over the face. But like it had arms and legs and, you know, everything else. Like, and I'm like, oh, my God, it was like a body. So I pull over like past the body, probably like 20 or 30 feet. But keep in mind, like, this is a dark street, heavily wooded. There are no houses. There's nothing going on here. And I'm like, okay, I'm drunk. If I call the police, you know, I'm going to be turning myself in. I'm going to get a DUI. But what if this person's still alive? What if I can help them? And I, like, I keep driving away. I'm like, oh, my God, what if I see on the news, you know, this and that? So I'm like, what do?
And they get you in the background driving off, like, and that's a suspect.
Exactly, exactly.
You got to stay in the scene.
But what if whoever murdered this person was, like, lurking in the woods? Like, what if they, like, dumped the... I don't know. You know what I mean? There are all these, like, what ifs. And so I was totally freaking out, wondering what to do. And finally I was like, all right, I'll be a good human being and call 911. I'm like, you know, there's a body. I don't know what to do. And they're like, ma'am, stay in your car. And I was like, well, what if he's still alive? What if I can do CPR and save him? And they're like, stay in your car. So ambulances come, fire trucks come, police cars come, like from all directions. And they finally come and they knock on my window. And I'm like, is he going to be okay? Is he going to be okay? Ma'am, we think he's going to be fine. I was like, really? They're like, ma'am, he's just kind of...
dead.
Like, no, it wasn't a real person. It was like a stuffed person that someone played a Halloween prank.
What?
Early in October.
Oh, poor girl.
Like, it was like a mannequin head and, like, you know, just like a scarecrow kind of, like, stuffed in, like, a flannel shirt. And, like, they splattered, like, fake-looking blood, like, all over the scene. Wow. I couldn't believe it. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
And it happened happened to the most gullible person in the world.
I'm so,
you know,
gullible.
Yeah.
But I am, too. I feel for you, girl.
Oh,
I would
man.
Have been, I would have been screaming in hysterics.
What's this?
What?
An airplane?
Is that an airplane?
Yeah. What in the world?
What is
are
that?
People flying?
I don't know. There's like a very loud hum.
Whoa.
Okay, it's gone. Maybe it was a big truck.
I like feel that like in my like soul, like really deep down. I don't know. Wow. I have one.
It's I'm a so bowing. Used to airplanes hovering over.
Really?
Really? What?
In West Hollywood. It seems like. Yeah.
I really? Know. There's what's up with the helicopters that are always around?
Because we break news, man.
Is that where you live in West Hollywood?
Yeah, I moved up to West Hollywood from USC down.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice out there.
How's the parking over there?
Nice in USC.
Oh, we got
it. At West Hollywood.
Oh.
No, not at USC.
No, not USC. West Hollywood, yeah. Beautiful city.
That's cool. And so how long have you been roommates now? A year?
June.
Sam, speak a good English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, I need to go home.
Oh, man.
Since June.
Since June,
of this year.
Really?
Yeah, wow. We've got our Blu-ray, we got our HD, we got it hooked up, man.
What's
got
a Blu-ray?
And our
that's on the DVDs, the high definition DVDs.
Yeah, you got to see Planet Earth on Blu-ray. It's the only way to watch it. Mm-hmm. It's so magnificent. It feels like your eyes aren't prepared for that technology.
Really?
Like it's, yeah.
I know.
But
there's nothing like high definition, though. I mean, it's like so sharp, you know? It really is cool.
Those poor newscasters. We had a Pulitzer Prize winner and a CNN investigative reporter in here the other day. And I'm just like, I only watch the news on high def because like then it makes the guys who's reporting the news, his ass looks really great. He looks at you, he's all, what? And they wrote like this serious book like called No Time to Think. I was like, does it come with like a bookmark or condoms or something? I don't see any pretty pictures in the book. And they're just like,
what if we kept this
No Time to Think? I wonder how they got that title too. We're going to get people asking for bookmarks when we sell this thing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's amazing. So can we get to look at some of the tattoos? I mean, your whole dress looks like one big tattoo. Let's see what you got. Wow.
Ooh.
I have my, and you can see these on my
Who is that guy?
Is that James Dean?
Or Google me or something. Actually, it's my dad's high school graduation picture tattooed on my arm.
Oh, that's really? So cute.
Within kissing distance. That's my mom.
Mama.
Pearls, flowers.
You must really love your parents. I mean, I've never seen people put pictures of their parents on their body.
Oh, really? People do it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
my parents are the last people. When I say one thing, but I mean my mother. The last person that I would tattoo on my body. Sorry, Mom.
What about on the other arm? Do you have anything there?
The other arm is got a bunch more real estate. It's a blank canvas. I have nothing on this arm because I am waiting. Oh, okay. If I ever form a family, then I'll probably get... You know, my loved ones tattooed on that arm.
So you said you're full of tattoos. Do you have some on your back?
And yeah, I do, really? And I can't lift
you
my
can't
show
it to me. Oh, my God. Yes, you can.
Turn around, Sam. I want to see.
Yes, you can. All you have to do is pull
I have
it
one
over.
On my leg you can see. Yeah.
Okay. We'll look at your
but
leg.
But not the other ones.
Oh, you do?
Oh, wow. What's that?
It's
like stars
big, right?
And stuff?
Stars. It's actually a sacred heart.
A sacred heart.
That's what they call them. Yeah.
Really?
Everybody gets a bunch of sacred heart tattoos.
I have an Australian red-eyed tree frog and a gypsy.
Cool.
And that's about it.
Yeah. What about you? Any tattoos?
Not yet.
No, huh? Yeah, not yet. Oh, I thought you were one of the kind that don't paint their body like this, right?
That's not me.
No, that's not you.
One
you're
of a kind.
You're wilder than that?
You don't have any either, Sam.
No, I know. That's what I mean.
I don't advocate getting tattoos. Don't,
no?
Don't get one if you haven't already.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because it becomes the first thing that people see, inevitably, because
it really does.
We want to see, you know, like in terms of evolution, I guess, we want to see the natural body, you know, unmarked. And so, you know, as soon as somebody sees that mark, it's a really hard stigma to get over. That's why I often, like, present myself with long sleeves.
Oh, so why did you do it in the first place?
I love art. And
really?
To me, it doesn't mean anything. I know who I am. But, of course, you know, you have to think about what other people think.
Oh, yeah. God, I know. Actually, with this one, my family's, like, so anti-tattoos. Like, it's not even funny. But so it was the first thing my grandmother saw as soon as she got off a plane from New York. You know, she's seriously, like, 20 feet away from me. And the first thing she does is she grabs my arm and she's like, what is that? Yeah. And I was like, Grammy, I was like, it's the latest club in L.A., Gypsy. You know, they, like, stamp your arm, like, when you go through the door. And she was like, oh, okay. And then I wore long sleeves to the wedding in July in the Valley.
Has it washed off yet?
Yeah.
No, grams. Wow. Permanent.
Well, when I go back to New York for Christmas, you know, luckily it'll be winter, so I'll be wearing long sleeves. And if she does happen to see it again, I'll be like, you know, I just have really pale skin. And, you know, the ink, you know, it just doesn't wash off.
I went back to the club.
I went back to the club last night in L.A., even though I'm in New York. What can I say? They just opened one in Manhattan. Like, I was there yesterday. Oh, man.
I don't know what it is with tattoos, though. You know, I mean, it's but you're talking about stigma. I would think a lot, like today, there wouldn't be that much, right? I mean, almost everybody seems to have
one. Well, we're lucky. I think where we live is, you know, it's a really open-minded place. But I think still, innately, like, there's something that's pre-programmed in everybody that it's going to, you know,
really?
It's the first thing. If it's the first thing somebody sees, then it's, you know... It's distracting, you know, and
it is. But you know what? I mean, nothing personal. But usually, when I see a girl with tattoos, it's sort of like she drops a
like
point
trashy
or two.
A little bit, trashier. I guess?
I don't know if it's trashy. It's just not necessarily. I mean, look at Ty. She's like very classy. You know, she doesn't look trashy. But I would, I don't know. It's sort of like. I can't explain it.
I think it kind of has like a little bit of a trashy element to it, but I don't mind. I love it.
Yeah. Susie will go for trashy any day.
You could dress me up, seriously.
Well, I think she might appreciate that because that's what art does. You look at it and then you want to be like, oh, does she have any more tattoos? Oh, why did she get that?
He speaks.
Kind of that's true. That's true.
But
no, but you won't show them to us, you see? I mean, she won't show them.
Do you have a tramp stamp?
Okay, what do you have on your back, though?
I'm glad she doesn't have a tramp stamp.
Well, my favorite band of all time is Tool. I love Tool. I'm totally
really
enamored with Maynard. He's the singer. He was also in, you know, Perfect Circle, mm-hmm. and he's graced the microphone with Tori Amos. And
I love Tori.
The Deftones, and he's done a Led Zeppelin cover, which is amazing. It's called No Quarter. So I have some of Tool's albums artwork tattooed on my back.
Really?
And it's still pretty. It's very colorful. Nice. It doesn't look like it's like a rock band, you know, or anything. Right. People, I think, you know, Tony spoke because we were talking yesterday about somebody who said, Ty, whenever I see you, I'm reminded of a work of art. And that was the express purpose in getting a tattoo. Mm. And in not, you know,
right.
presenting a stigma, but presenting a work of art. And, you know, all of my art is art. It's been drawn. It's mm-hmm. one of a kind. You know, it's... Right. And so I just feel like that's... For me, it feels great because, you know, I have a tattoo of a rock band's, you know, right. piece of art, which I saw as art. And thankfully, other people see as art.
Yeah. So do you walk around with, like, a bikini top so people can see it and stuff?
Well, actually, that's kind of the reason why I moved to L.A. And then I got down here. I was like, oh, maybe it's not so appropriate. You know, after like a year or so of walking around in my thong, people were like, you can't be doing that. Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, I would love to, actually.
Yeah.
I'm totally free spirit.
Yeah. Me too. Sam's telling me that, I don't know, you were giving me shit for being topless last night and thinking the guy would have the wrong idea. But I just like having my top off.
It wasn't your top off. I mean, you guys were making out. She's like, she tells me about them making out, you know? And she's like, and
I'm telling you, it was my second date with this guy, you know what I mean? And, like, I slept at his house, and, like, I was topless, and we were making out, and that was it. And he's like, well, why didn't you sleep with him? And I was like, because I'm not, like, a slut. Like, you know, I want to wait till I get to know him a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But but what I'm wondering, and I told her this, is why the guy didn't make a move, you know? I mean, if I'm with a chick, and we're gone that far, you know, to the point where
I told him, like, I wanted to take it slow, and he was respecting my boundaries. That was it. It was quite nice.
Oh, is that what you said? Oh, so you didn't mention
pleasant.
That. You didn't mention
that. So that's
that.
Somebody we would visit again. That's somebody who is going to go to home base.
Exactly.
Next time.
Exactly.
Actually, feet go behind the back or behind the head.
Yes, exactly. Actually,
if he's that nice, I'm going to be that nice.
Actually, I think my feet already were behind my head. Or maybe. Or were they behind his neck? I can't remember. It's getting warm in here.
No, she does the craziest thing. You know, it's like she seems so quiet and stuff. I bet you, like, you're really wild, right?
I get this feeling about her that she could be a firecracker. I would like to get a...
Well, I'm a fire sign, yeah. I'm Sagittarius. Ask my roommate.
Really?
I mean, he's
do you
seen
do
me...
crazy things? Oof.
Yeah.
Really?
I just told you I scaled a fence the other night.
That's not so
what
crazy.
What 27-year-old is going out scaling fence?
I would like to get a box of Franzia and you, Missy.
You know what? Let's.
I totally think we should.
I accept that challenge.
Yes. You know, excellent.
Well, bring up that bottle for now.
Well, I mean, I've got to go nanny for the afternoon.
Oh, okay. So we'll invite
you're
him
not
going to
be an ab-fab nanny.
Well, I don't start drinking on the job until like 12:30. So.
Whether or not the kids are asleep.
No, I'm not 12:30 in the afternoon. You think I'm kidding? All right. No, but I wanted to tell you guys the real reason I didn't sleep with the guy last night. and he's going to go back and listen to this archive, and I'm going to be so embarrassed next time I see him. But anyway, I need a bikini wax. So.
Oh.
And isn't that great that
well,
you
I'm
say
sure
that?
He'd
because
understand.
Oftentimes that's why a girl says no, and guys need to know it's nothing about them not liking you.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
how are you supposed to know that? You know?
And they can't tell you. So you're just supposed to be respectful and shut the heck up and go through with the night without pressuring, you know, the girl to take off her underwear.
And he totally did. He totally
did.
Great. He was like, I know, it was so wonderful. I've go from like having, I don't know, like not scum of the earth boyfriend, kind of scum of the earth ex-boyfriend, to actually like going out with a real gentleman. It was so nice.
Okay, well, if this doesn't work out, I don't know, maybe he doesn't like bikini waxes. Send him my mind. What if that plan backfired? He's like, oh, I thought you were Amazon.
Do you have a mature muff?
No. I call it a nanny strip. No, I don't have that.
Well, you've got to have something. It's either
she has
a landing strip, a bush, or totally... Totally shaved. So,
okay, I said it. I'm not saying anything.
She said landing strip.
Okay, we got that.
Oh, okay. I need to work on my landing strip so I don't have a mature muff anymore. So next time when he comes back from Thanksgiving, you know, maybe. I don't know
the deal about landing strip. You know, you either have hair there or you don't. You know, I mean, I don't get that in the middle, you know. It doesn't look... I don't know.
It's not like a... It's wider. It's not like the guy's,
wider, right.
You know, chin.
Two planes.
I hate that.
I hate that.
Don't
the soul patch?
The soul, yes.
Oh,
that
my God.
I'm like, what?
It's like there's something on your face. What is that? Excuse me. Ew. Oh, I'm sorry. That's your soul
my
patch?
My bad.
Really? You've got a soul patch. Okay, fine. Seriously, like, what the fuck is up with that? I don't even know.
What's a soul patch?
what's a soul patch?
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, yeah, those things here, okay.
But just like
I know,
is
it the ugliest thing, you know? I mean, do you like those?
No, yeah. I just think it's dated.
Yeah.
I just like super not only modern that, yeah. underwear models.
Is that what you like? Oh.
No, like, yeah, no dated hair.
GQ and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
Wait, no hair anywhere on the face?
I don't like hair in general, no, yeah. So,
anywhere? Mm. Hairless balls?
That I think goes with that, yeah.
No, I want to make him do that. There's nothing
unless
worse.
He already did it.
There's nothing worse
like
than a big hairy ball in your mouth, and you're just like, you're like, really?
Susie would know.
Really? Not because I like specifically wanted them in my mouth, but like, you know, my ex-boyfriend would like force them in my mouth. And I'm like, oh,
oh my God. How terrible.
And I'm like, no. And then he would just like sit on my head and I'm like,
okay. All because I like you. All because they're your balls. Anybody else's.
The
Anybody
shit else's. People would do for love, you uh-huh. know?
Oh, man.
Love is blind.
Oh, seriously.
Unfortunately, not hairless.
Unfortunately, yeah. Love is not hairless.
So
that
why
should
don't
be a
you,
t-shirt.
Why don't you like hair? I mean, so you want to date a hairy guy. I mean, even one that has a little bit of hair.
I'm so picky. I mean, he'd have to live like I live. He'd have to eat super healthy. If I know what's in his body, I don't, you know, and it's something gross, I don't want that in my bed.
Really?
You know, I'm like, you got to exfoliate, you got to...
You would hate my ex-boyfriend. He was a homeless, unemployed bum who, like, rarely showered.
Yeah. I wouldn't go around bragging about it.
And you ate, like, donuts out of dumpsters.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But this new man, perfectly clean, like, you know, very minimal hair. I was like, last night I was just like, your legs are so soft and smooth. He's like, yeah, I don't really have much hair on my body.
Wait, is his name Ian?
No, his name's Lane.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. Like, there's only one, like, hair-free guy in L.A.
No, actually, Ian's in San Francisco. He's the only one I found on the freaking West Coast.
Actually, you know what? Maybe you can put an ad on Craigslist under, like, casual encounters or whatever, you know.
Super sexy, sleek guy wanted. That yeah. means
hairless.
I just think it's very feminine for a guy to do that.
Streamlined.
You know? He was naturally kind of like that,
yeah.
which is good.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right, we get that.
Sam.
What?
I don't know. Sam waxes
Sam,
his back.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you a Libra? Most Libra guys have hairy backs.
I don't have a hairy back at all. You see, she thought I had a hairy back. Let me show it to you.
Okay.
Hang on a second. You tell me if this is
no,
hairy.
No,
is
it's
hairy?
Pretty hairy.
It's okay. Not Libran. What are you, Sam?
There's not one.
There's hair in the middle. Look, no, look at the middle
that's
lower back.
There's
that's
no
where
fucking
everybody
hair
has hair there.
Back.
Bullshit. I'll come over there and pull it.
Okay, fuck you.
I'll pluck it out with my teeth, one by one.
No, but you expected a lot more hair on my back. There's
yeah.
no way. No, I don't.
I just
don't,
say because
really.
It really gets them all agitated.
You
really
get irritated.
Sam, what's your sign?
A Taurus. I'm a Taurus.
Cool. And you?
Yeah. Pisces.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're
Sagittarius. And you?
Capricorn.
Okay, so we've got just about everything here,
got
right?
A good mix.
Actually, oh. Sam, I read your horoscope yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
What did it say?
Nothing good.
Nothing good?
No. Damn.
I never knew horoscopes tell things that are not good.
No, this was actually like, I think it was like a 3-week-old newspaper.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't know. It was actually kind of confusing. I couldn't really figure it out.
Like what, financial
problems?
Oh my
problems, God, I totally left it.
That's what a Taurus's horoscope is.
Yeah.
A well-written horoscope will target the personality. It'll talk about, because Tauruses are very pragmatic and practical, and oftentimes it comes down to like money and time, like their own time. Like they're very business-like. So like a horoscope will say something about your money, nothing about the love life. For Pisces, it's always about stop dreaming.
But why nothing about love life? I mean, we're like ruled by Venus or something, huh?
Yeah, and you're very romantic, but you idealize. You're like practical when it comes to your romance. Like it'll take you years to warm up to somebody, as opposed to a Scorpio who goes in for the kill that night.
Really?
Yeah. And then like,
well, that's wrong.
That's maybe my roommate. She totally does that.
Oh, you're but exactly
they're
right.
Very, they're very intense.
Oh, I have a Scorpio rising. I think maybe that's why it is.
Ooh.
Because because I'm like that too. I mean, yeah. You know, let's get to bed right
speaking
now.
Speaking of that newspaper, I actually took a clipping out of it because, you know, was it today or was it yesterday that you were telling me to get a real job?
See, being practical. No, he's just mean. You know.
I have 4 jobs. It's not like, and I go to school. It's not that I'm like, you know, doing nothing. I'm very busy all the time. Was that? Was
well,
that
then
just
get
this
jobs
morning?
That actually you can make money at.
Why? They're no fun. I like, but I found a real job.
Okay, so that's why you don't have money.
I want to tell you.
If you like fun.
I like having fun. Okay. But I'm completely happy being broke and happy, whatever. But anyway, so I found my new job yesterday.
You did?
Yes, I'm super excited about it.
What's that?
I'm going to be a phone sex operator.
Oh, yeah?
Yay! I found the ad in the newspaper next to your horoscope, actually. Your horoscope is what brought this up.
Uh-huh.
And I could work from home. I can create my own hours. So, like, those lonely nights when I'm sitting in bed, like, masturbating, it's like, what else are you going to do? You
know,
I might as well.
Perfect for that.
I would be so perfect at that.
Yeah.
Couldn't that?
But you know what you got to do?
What?
I mean, break it down. Like, start asking questions. Be like, okay, really, I'm just taking, you know, thanks for the conversation and everything, but I just need a consensus here. How big are you? I'm just trying to get the... And then report, come to the radio station.
Oh, yes, mind. Yes. This could be amazing. I could actually, like, tape...
Yeah, you could have
I could tape
stories.
The conversations.
Or no, don't tape. That'd be horrible.
No, that'd be amazing.
No, you can't do that.
Just
why
ask
not?
A legitimate
because
demographics
they need
and
to
be
have
like,
permission.
Men in Maine are well endowed. This is just what I found.
No, I'm
but
serious.
But you can have some serious stories. No, you
I'm
can't do that. You
I'm
you
seriously
going to
do it. I'm seriously going to do this.
Yeah, but you can't record it, okay? You,
okay,
you have
fine.
To have
I won't
permission.
Record it, but I'm going to come
definitely
in and talk
not
about
play it.
It
on the air. Yeah, you have some amazing... Are you really going to do that?
I'm really going to do it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to well.
Call
I mean,
as soon as I
downside,
walk out the door.
You know?
It'll be so funny.
Yeah, there's no downside to
I'll
it.
I'll make
I mean,
money,
fuck,
you know what I mean?
Know?
I'll be having a good old time, and it'll be great for the radio show.
Yeah.
It's all for you, Sam.
Absolutely.
I'm very selfless.
I know, she's very devoted.
You know,
very
and
devoted.
The only reason I drink wine, it's for the kids. There's a company
so
no Ty I'm serious there's a company called Corks for Kids and so every time I drink a bottle of wine like last night when I was out on my date with Lane everywhere we went we'd get a bottle of wine I was like give me the cork he's like what and I was like it's for the kids and he's like what are you talking about but so and I've gotten everyone I know to start collecting corks because you save them and then you send them into this company and they recycle them and all the money goes to help kids with autism
cool
so every night when I drink and I blacked out it's for the kids.
Did you know also that autism is reversible with the raw food diet?
Really?
What?
I don't
really?
Know. I used to work with a severely retarded man who was AFU.
Well, there's,
do you know what
you
AFU
know,
is?
Your nature and your nurture. There's your genetic predisposition and then how you feed your body. And autism goes down to the neurological level, which is always you know, affected by chemicals.
Do you know
body.
What AFU is?
No, I don't.
All fucked up. I think with like very much
AFU.
I was like, yeah, he's AFU. And you're like, really? And you just like keep going over that. I'm like, you don't even know what I just said.
No, because I know something about autism and I've never heard of it, you know, in
as
the
AFU.
World of autism before. So
I've never
I
heard of it being
yeah.
reversible. Really?
I mean, I think with mild autism, you know,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
That's not but definitely have. Not in like severe cases. And when you have someone who is like severely autistic, getting them to eat like, you know, they have certain things that they want to eat, and mm-hmm. those are the only things that they will eat. So you won't even be able to, like, pump this shit into them.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the body, the natural body craves natural food. I think that, you know, within a week of eating something that is meant to go into your body, you'll crave it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think getting, like, some of these kids, I mean, I've, like, this has been my field that I've been in for many years. My sister's, like, you know, AFU as well, actually. I'm serious when I say that. But she's 30, mentally 3, and lives in a group home. But I mean, like, getting these kids to eat things, you know, it's like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
Like, you won't even be able to get, like, a week's worth of pumping this food into them.
Yeah.
So.
What about you? Are you vegan, too?
No.
No? But you eat healthy?
I do, yeah.
Really? So no hamburgers and stuff like mm-hmm. that? Really?
Not after watching Fast Food Nation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I eat fast food for all of us here in the room, so that's...
It's definitely going to take one.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing, though, is I know it's going to catch up with me one day, you know? And But I got to be careful.
In through the lips
you know?
And out on your hips.
Yes. There you go. Yeah.
Another airplane. What is this?
You
I
hear
never
an
hear it like through the. I never
There's
hear it
no
through
airplane.
The headphones. Yes, there is. Do you guys
there
hear
is?
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
More helicopters for the
yeah.
fire.
My ears are
next
like
time we'll,
2000.
Next time we'll find a studio mm-hmm. right next to the airport. You know, that'll be like perfect.
I know, right? Please. So wow. What's next for you guys? Like, what's going on?
Gosh, yeah, well,
what's
music.
The next step with your business?
Production.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you going to be doing that? Like,
here in LA.
I was going to say, you're going to pick, like, a child factory in China with slave labor.
Actually, this is the market entrance strategy I've got lined up. I'm going to be producing the underwear first. And I hate to call it what it is, stimulating underwear.
I love it. Sign me up, baby. Yeah.
But those are easier to make. I probably won't have to go to a full-fledged factory like the one
Do
I
Do they vibrate?
No, it's made of the material.
Nano
I know.
It increases
I know.
Oxygen in the nether regions.
I like it. You are onto something, little lady.
Yeah. So hopefully, I'll go into production on a small scale with that, and then get out with that, and then, you know, for my creative life, and my, you know, I am an actor and doing a bunch of other stuff. I'm trying to form a band. I think I'm going to start doing a lot more creative stuff with music and writing and
cool.
Yeah.
So. Where are we getting all the bucks for the production and stuff? All the
I don't know. You got some?
I do. No, but I'm sure you have
always,
to think of it.
I'm always talking
do you have
to
investors and stuff?
I'm always open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Write me.
She's taking donations.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you will get
your
return.
Well, why can people write you if they want to?
Email me. Ty@ladyintraining.com.
Okay, that's TY, right? Ty?
TY.
Okay.
I think this is going to actually be really huge. I've got a good intuition about this.
And Pisces are very intuitive.
Yes.
So how about this? You'll be the first to get all of my junk.
Sounds good.
That sounded wrong.
in my box?
You just destroyed the future of your company.
No, as soon as I got the whole...
I will totally be like, I will be your spokesperson for this. Like, you
Sweet.
Don't even know. And I know a lot of people. I've got a lot of like Malibu mommies and everything like that. I mean, your underwear are going to be everywhere. Everyone is going to be stimulated.
Yeah. Yay! Stimulated women! Who doesn't want those? Yay!
Yes, I love it. It'll be amazing.
Stimulating. So it's... So give out the website again. When is it going to be ready? So you don't want to give it out yet?
Ladyintraining.com. It's Lady not up yet, training, honey. I've been trying to say.
I've heard that.
He has a really bad memory.
Yeah.
No. I'm trying to... Well, people can go there once it's up. I mean,
sure.
You know, unless you want to come
Hopefully
back
Hopefully within here, the next month. Yeah, visit it within the next month for sure. And then you'll be able to see everything.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah. And what's next for you? Are you staying with the coffee place for a while?
I am. Because I'm an artist, too. I work with charcoal. And I'm planning to put on an art show in February.
Really? I love charcoal and stuff. Did you go to art school and stuff?
For a bit, yeah.
Really?
Not anymore.
No. Well, you've got your skills.
Artists are born.
Let me see your hands.
You want to
see? I just wanted to see if they were covered in charcoal.
I'm sure he took a shower before he came here.
No, I don't know. I always have like dirt under my fingernails, no matter whether but I obviously didn't shower today. I'm sorry, but you know what I mean. I always just have like remnants of whatever I've been doing like all over me.
Oh, for sure.
I actually checked my face first because I was going like this.
Oh, I love that about artists.
Yeah. So and then the Healthy Bean, right?
Is that
thehealthybean.com or?
Yep, www.thehealthybean.com.
Okay,
we're also
cool.
on MySpace /thehealthybean.
And
I'm gonna come check out this bean.
Yeah,
come in the morning.
It sounds
see
interesting.
Me.
I will.
We'll talk
about
you're there every morning. You're there every morning.
I write. Yeah, I'm writing my sixth screenplay right now, so I spend the mornings there. Writing.
Nice, multi-talented. Definitely.
No, just uber hyper creative.
Definitely and marriage material.
I'm not just hyper.
Just hyper.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up, Susie.
All right.
I need to go pee pee.
I gotta go pick up the kids.
Yeah,
I gotta go drop off the kids at the pool.
Actually, I've gotta go make my get my job or my resume ready for the phone sex thing while I'm driving to go pick
you
up the kids.
You need a resume for that shit?
I don't know.
I thought you just send in a voice sample. Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah, deeper. Oh.
You're probably going to be the sexiest actual phone operator because I think most of them are like just
you know
ugly
what?
Chick.
I actually heard like that. You know, there are women like that are in law school and stuff like that, and like they'll be home like studying, and like they just get the phone call, you know, or they get like the thing being like, "All right, are you available for a call?" And they're like, "Sure." They close their books and they're just like, "Oh yeah, baby, that's right. Okay, right there." And like that's how they pay for school, and like you know,
Coda Diablo. I think that's how she paid her way to make the to write Juno.
Really?
Didn't she come out with that? Yeah. And I think that's great. I think honestly. It's like, okay, I'm going to tell you.
It's such easy money.
I mean, it's just smart for the girl, but I'm going to tell you, I went to my hairstylist, and I was dating a guy, and I didn't know what he was doing, and he was loaded, and I didn't ask any questions, because I don't care. And
he's in the porn industry?
She says this. She goes, honey, if there's anything I know, it's either that he's in the porn industry, or he's a bookie. And I say, I don't care if he's doing both, at least I know he's multi-talented.
Yeah, there you go.
I do not care what he is doing.
And you take
if he's bringing
home
the bacon and the vegetables,
so long as he's doing me.
Yeah! I mean, come on. That's the purpose of it.
As long as he's got a little bit of energy left for me at the end of the day, whatever. Yes. But no, it's perfect. I mean, it's like being like you don't have to be a stripper. You're not like really like objectifying yourself at all. It's not like you're being in porn, so it's not like my dad can see it. But
yeah, unless his friend comes down and is like, is your daughter a dancer?
Yeah, seriously. Oh, man. All right, Sammy. Well, I will see you tomorrow.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, but you know what? I just... okay. You'll see me tomorrow?
Yeah.
And tomorrow's your last day this week.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Actually,
I'm
you're going to Vegas on vacation.
I need another
What
one.
About you guys? Any big plans for Thanksgiving?
Potluck dinner.
Potluck dinner.
Oh, that sounds like a day in LA. Not going into the cold, for yeah. sure. Yeah. yeah. Actually, I'll be willing to go on a date that night if somebody wants to take me to dinner.
Oh. Mm.
It's Thanksgiving.
Well, she's very beautiful. I wouldn't pass on that at all. So, myspace.com/...
Lit for life?
Lit for life. Okay. And
I'm going to friend you.
Yay.
Okay, so that's it. What did she give you there? It's a business card.
I got one and you didn't.
Yeah.
There you go.
What is it?
It's a sticker. This is my logo.
Oh, my God. I'm so putting it on my car.
Some brass knuckles and a stick of lipstick.
I'm so putting this on my car right now. I have a scratch on the back of it that I need to cover up.
You know, actually, what I did is I put it on my phone because I have a red crackberry. And my thing is like, if you see that, if you see that sticker, you're going to know the girl who's toting the sticker is wearing stimulating underwear. So that's the point of giving out the sticker.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm going to put it on my car and people will know that I'm very stimulated while I'm driving. I'm like,
you'll be getting lots of good attention.
They're like, why is she always smiling? Why
is she? It's a cure for
guys will know. The guys will know. They'll just be throwing their numbers at you.
Excellent.
All right. Well, Ty and Tony, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank
Take care.
So much.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Susie in the Morning, which airs every weekday at 9 a.m. Pacific. To contact the show, please email your question or comment to sam@latalkradio.com or susie@latalkradio.com. A complete list of all past shows can be found on our archives page and on iTunes. For sponsorship or advertising information, email us at info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Susie in the Morning is a presentation of LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. We'll be right back.